And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. While the war on faith and free expression continues as a federal judge is forcing Texas A&M University to host a drag queen on campus despite the board's decision to cancel it in compliance with President Trump's executive order. The judge bizarrely claimed drag performances don't promote racial gender ideology, as if the shows are just innocent entertainment rather than a deliberate attempt to normalize the very confusion Trump's order aims to prevent. Meanwhile, in Washington, Senator Rand Paul is defending the president's decision to begin shutting down the Department of Education, pointing to abysmal reading and math scores as evidence of the agency's decades-long failure. He said two-thirds of kids don't read at proficiency, and then called for an NFL of teachers where the nation's most extraordinary educators could reach children across America. Here's an idea. If we spent less time promoting drag shows in schools and more time ensuring that the children could actually read, we wouldn't need such drastic measures. While the left's cavalier attitude toward their legislative responsibilities was on full display in Colorado when a Democratic representative was caught coloring on her iPad during debate over extreme gun control bills that would effectively ban most commonly owned firearms with detachable magazines. Yeah, apparently, dismantling American Second Amendment right doesn't require her full attention. And this woman's colleague in Congress, Jasmine Crockett, took political discourse to new depths by declaring that Senator Ted Cruz has to be knocked over the head really hard. Hyundai has announced plans for a massive steel plant in Louisiana that will create upwards of 1,500 jobs producing materials for electric vehicles, while luxury manufacturer Rolls-Royce is shifting engine production to the U.S. to avoid tariffs. These companies join Taiwan's Semiconductor and Japan's SoftBank in a growing wave of international businesses establishing American operations ahead of Trump's April 2nd tariff deadline. The Attorney General of Missouri continues his battle against Planned Parenthood, ordering the abortion giant to stop distributing chemical abortion pills for failing to comply with state laws requiring adequate treatment plans for complications. And in a sign of our increasingly debt-addicted culture, food delivery service DoorDash has partnered with Buy Now, Pay Later financing company Klarna to let customers finance their fast food orders. If you need to take a loan out to eat fast food, there are deeper issues at play. And demographic experts warn that America faces economic devastation from falling birth rates, with costs projected to reach quadrillions of dollars. So what happens when a society structures itself to discourage family formation rather than celebrate it? Well, it looks like we're about to find out. And that's today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.